Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 26th of February, recording at 9:10 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights. Asian stock markets were quiet, although China was a bit lower. And the European stock markets closed with solid gains, but that was when Wall Street was up about 100 points on the Dow, which was around the high of the day, and it closed down 88 points. Now, elsewhere, long-dated government bonds are weaker in here today. Some quite big declines in the European long-dateds. And the U.S. dollar is, well, it's a little lower in here. It's been a quiet day, slightly lower. The yen is weak again today, and precious metals saw some additional profit-taking downside follow-through. Quite a big drop in silver, got down to under $13 briefly before a bounce. And gold is $14 off its low, but still down 7.25 at 946.57. And anything else of merit? Industrial metals were led by copper, is slightly steadier. And crude oil here is firm today, 44.33. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, all eyes are focused on Wall Street, and you could say to a lesser extent within Asia, at least one eye is partially on the Chinese stock market, and which is pulling back from its highs seen earlier in the month. Now, that's still been a very good performance overall by China, but the difference psychologically for the Asian markets is that it's no longer towing them higher or holding them steady in the face of Wall Street easing. And Wall Street is clinging to those recent, well, it's let's see, it's got a, I should rephrase it. It's got a very tentative grip on those November lows. Now, the Dow had already gone through the November lows. The S&P has been right on them. But the risk is that we get an additional break on the downside here. And financial shares in OECD countries have led on the downside, and they would have to do something fairly dramatic on the upside to remove some of the pressure in here. So very much the risk is that the Wall Street decline is extended. How far, I don't know. I wouldn't look for another collapse. But anything on the downside from Wall Street below the November lows, and that would certainly tighten the leash, dragging other stock markets down with it, with only those that have shown the best patterns overall since October, China and Brazil, for instance, among the bigger markets, holding out against that background. So the bottom line here, from an investment perspective, this is certainly not a time to be buying aggressively. It has never been more than a time to and buy very incrementally on easing. Also, we have more of a trading environment than an investment environment overall, and I do try to benefit from that. But when I look at all my equity trades over the last few months, it's been a struggle to break even, whereas precious metals until very recently provided some excellent opportunities, and this pullback may well provide more of them. And currency markets now look look reasonably interesting to me. More on that in a moment. Long-dated government bonds continue to take their cue from stock markets. And well, I say yes, definitely. I think the weakness in the, but moving in the opposite direction, of course. So European stock markets were steady today. The gilts and the Eurobonds futures were weaker. The U.S. Treasuries are notably weaker than other long-dated government bond contracts. Again, that highlights the fact that the U.S. economy remains very much at the epicenter of global economic risk, as we have said for several years now. Now, elsewhere, what's interesting? Well, the pullback in precious metals, and I think that if Wall Street were to run on the downside, I'm hypothesizing, it's not certainly not impossible, but if it were to run on the downside, then I think precious metals would, in their recent barometer fashion, rally quite sharply. Conversely, if Wall Street were to surprise the majority, who are very cautious to bearish, and rally, for instance, with the S&P moving back up into the middle of its range, and it has a way to go because that would really take the S&P back up above, say, 880, and it's currently 752. But were it to do that, I think precious metal performances would be fairly subdued. If stock markets rallied, I think that the industrial metals and the precious metals that are often thought of as industrial metals, such as platinum, might outperform the gold and silver, for instance. I've held on to a couple of my platinum contracts, having taken profits earlier this week in silver and gold and some of my platinum. I have a couple of more platinum positions that are in profit. I removed the stop. I had a stop at 10:30 on those. It would not have been triggered to date, but I just thought, well, I've so reduced my exposure there, and I don't think it's a bad pattern at all. I'll hang on there and leave it unexposed rather than risk just having it hoiked out. My trading, though, for the most part, it remains cautious. Well, I think that's not an incautious strategy, but it does remain cautious. For instance, I popped in a break-even stop on my Japan Nikkei long here today when it was looking quite firm, when the Dow was up 100 points. Probably got stopped out a couple of hours later. I bought it back a little lower prematurely, as it turned out. And other activity here, currencies do interest me. I'm pleasantly surprised by the speed with which my Australian dollar against the Japanese position has appreciated. This yen weakness, I think, is relatively significant. Now, it wasn't all that long ago that a lot of people were talking about what a great safe haven the yen was. That was illogical as far as I was concerned. It's a currency with no yield. And sure, Japan, sure, it's a liquid market, and Japan's the world's second largest economy still for a while longer, but perhaps not all that much longer before China overhauls it. But we all know that the Japanese economy is extremely weak, and the Japanese themselves have talked about the importance of weakening the yen. So, in what I've often described as this slow process of currencies leapfrogging each other on their way to the bottom. It's the yen's turn to be weaker. That's my interest in having a yen short position, and I chose to open the Australian dollar longs against the yen, as you may recall. Now, that's significant to me because it indicates that the Japanese government's wish to get the yen lower is now a more important factor in the marketplace than the unwinding of yen carry trade positions that had certainly helped to strengthen the yen quite dramatically. Now, the yen and the dollar tended to strengthen together, and with the more or less together, and with the yen quite weak in here, it does make me feel that the dollar's rally is on borrowed time. Mind you, I've felt that before, and it hasn't quite been the case, but I have been positioning myself recently. I have a long euro against the US dollar position. It's not an aggressive position because it's really hovering around the lows, and it's range trading. But again, on the Buggins turn basis, the euro has been quite weak recently, and sort of a reviled currency. I think that's overdone, and I certainly think that the dollar's rally is overdone as well. Now, today I opened a small baby steps long in the Australian dollar against the U.S. currency, and again, I'm not going to be aggressive in here at this stage, but what I'm trying to say is that I do feel that the weaker yen trend that we're seeing, that it is likely to carry further over the medium term, and I do feel that there are downside risks to the dollar over the medium term, and that these could be two very good trading areas for those who are inclined. Anything else to mention here? I think I might have covered this point, but if stock markets surprise the majority and are steady, then I would look for commodities to be a bit firmer as well. Conversely, if Wall Street weakens sharply, watch for a rebound in the precious metals, which have seen corrections recently. And I think that's pretty much it. So roll on tomorrow. I look forward to it. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.